Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Bridge, have you ever worked or known anyone with the OnlyFans counter? Worked in porn. A nurse is being investigated for taking explicit pictures for an adult website while at work. Her name is Sarah Whittle, 24 years old.
She got Whittle boobs.
And has also made sex tapes and sells her used...
That's a stage name.
She sells her used underwear. The healthcare assistant can be seen showing off her bra and knickers under her uniform. This has got to be London. London, yes. In the video, where she's got her ID lanyard on. That's not smart. She bares her breasts and says, "Oh, God, I get so nervous. I'm going to get caught." Another clip, she performs a sex act on herself. And then in the third, she boasts of having sex with a paramedic after they lost a patient.
Oh, damn.
She says, "Sex and death go together. Weird how that makes you horny."
She also, yeah, you.
She also sells used undies in specimen bags. A source says this is completely inappropriate. She should be focused on saving lives, not a financial gain.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
But, hey, you know, when she doesn't save a life, it gets her horny.
One more story headline here. A nursery teacher, 29, is fined after a pupil's mother finds her OnlyFans account because her husband had subscribed to it.
Correct.
A Catholic nursery school teacher has been fired after a parent found her OnlyFans account where she posted adult content. Now,
she's a good-looking woman, too.
She was suspended without pay from her job at the nursery in North Italy.
You can't do that!
The controversy was unearthed after
what the... What are you doing?
The father of one of the kids.
Yeah.
He bought the photos on OnlyFans. Then his wife found it and lost her mind. But he said he distributed some of the pictures to a football group.
Yeah.
Obviously, he knew what he was doing. Like, look, man.
Yes, he recognized
this
that
person
teacher.
Takes care of my kid during the day. You got to see this. I just found out she has an OnlyFans. Of course, I'm going to go and pay for that.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure, man.
Right?
I mean, look, she was a really good looking woman, too. So
I was going to say, yeah.
But you also know what your kid's teacher. It's like, of course you're in, mm-hmm. man.
And she's amazing. Yeah. Look, it's just financial. I just need the money.
Yeah.
And I'm making money off of it. I can't earn a living. Working in a nursery school. Sorry, man. That's just not paying the bills. If I can do this, maybe I'd be able to travel. So you can understand why she was doing that. Random, you understand why the husband is probably still not out of the doghouse. He was bad already. Now that it made news, you've elevated. The cutting it off.
I think it is somewhat.
No. He has defense on it. It made the news because you freaked out. If you hadn't freaked out and the word got back and now she's lost her job, well, that's what they're not covering me.
It just feels more personal, though. Like, you get caught looking at porn, you're just looking at porn. But it's like, you're looking at our kid's teacher.
Well, yeah.
I feel like getting caught with that would seem different than just getting caught by your wife looking at porn.
Okay, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, but also, like, babe, if it makes you feel any better, and it probably won't, like, it doesn't matter.
First of all, it's not really a teacher. It's a daycare provider. It's someone who's watching your child. The person that's making sure they get their nap in.
You know her, though.
Yeah.
Yes, you
got to go there and pick your kid up.
If you find your wife, right, she's master, like, whatever. She has, you know, your wife loves Tay Diggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you know, I don't know.
If I knew him.
Right. If she's looking at pictures of Miles, you'd be like, okay, look, wait a minute.
Look.
Like, this is a little
too gross looking.
Let's say you're married, and let's say it's back in the days of Playboy magazine.
All right.
And our, I don't know, the midday girl or the receptionist is in Girls of Radio.
All right.
You buy that magazine and bring it home. Does anyone care? But you bought it specifically.
But you know,
you know, look,
you bought it because Denise is in it, right?
Right.
I would be like, honey, look, it's a girl from down the hall.
Right. I know why.
Would you play stupid?
Like I know
she
why
flips
you
through it.
It's Women of Radio.
And then she says, is that Denise? And
she's the midday host at the Easy Listening Station.
I didn't know.
Look at her. Look at the microphone.
I just think your wife's going to give you a harder time. You get caught, and it's the OnlyFans of somebody you both know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Especially that look.
Is that his teacher? She met Denise at the Christmas party. Yeah. She kind of knows her.
Yeah. She looked familiar. Not to me.
Yeah.
God, man. There was one guy. There was one guy that I worked with before, and he was in Playgirl magazine.
He was in Playgirl.
In Playgirl magazine.
Did he show everyone?
It was men of radio, guys of radio.
All right.
Oh, they all did. And so I could not believe it because I did not think that he was attractive. You know what I mean? As far as someone that you would be attracted to.
It did say men of radio. I mean,
he was very tall. He had a huge Adam's apple. Back to Rick Ocasek.
Okay.
Kind of had that look about him. He probably weighed no more than 125 pounds, and his penis weighed 15 of that.
Right.
I mean,
that's
one of
why he's
things.
In there.
I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
Would you do
Lacey?
Would you do Men of Radio? If my girl came around and said, Miles Montgomery, we have hand-selected you to be in the Men of Radio issue of Playgirl. You in?
Well, the problem is that I'm not, you can't really monetize it. So if I can,
we're going to give you 2% cut.
Look, I know that women aren't going to be calling me after they see this. It's going to be my friend Mark. It's not going to be anybody.
You never know.
I know, but I just don't think that's the way that magazine is sold. Because that's what my buddy.
But
told
would
me.
You do it?
When my buddy did it, he said, "Look, man," he said, and he's since passed on. But he said that.
Of course, he has.
Yes, he has. But he did it based on the fact that he did not understand the demographic of that magazine.
Oh, okay.
He did not think that way. And then he found out. No, he said, look, man, it's not a big deal. He's just like, I was just kind of hoping I'd get more out of it on, you know.
Sure.
On my team.
Yeah, if I had an OnlyFans, I don't know why people want to see it, but I don't imagine it'd be a lot of women.
No,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I've never been more in demand than I have when I lived in gay neighborhoods.
Then you're a high commodity.
Right. Now, I'm still not saying I would not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If they were like, dude, seriously, you make a ton of money doing this on the side. But all right.
Why not?
What do you want me to do?
All you got to do is
as long
naked,
as it doesn't involve my feet.
Just watch sports, drink beer out of a koozie. But you're naked. That's it. You in? Let's get a live stream, right? 10 minutes
at
a time.
Yeah, well, I've thought about live streaming me watching sports. Never thought about doing it naked, though.
Naked. And you got to be standing up so they can take it all in. 10 minutes at a time, right? You get however many subscribers.
Can you talk to them live when they're doing this?
Yeah, that's what live streaming is.
Okay. I've never been on OnlyFans, so I didn't know if like a good guy.
I don't know about it. We're just talking about streaming something.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's how streaming works. You can talk to the chat and everything.
All right.
Would you talk? Like if someone, like, they're watching it, you're standing there naked, you're drinking a beer with the koozie, because this is what the guys want, all right? For the most part, you're not talking to them, but...
All right, chat.
If they chime in like, hey, by the way, man, it's nice looking at your body, but who's winning the soccer game?
Yeah.
Would you break character and be like, hey, man, Tottenham's up?
Can you put a koozie
on? Tottenham's probably not going to be up. So it'd probably be more like Arsenal's ahead.
Okay. All right.
Could you put a koozie on that too for me?
No. I'd put a donut on it.
All right.
You wouldn't put a koozie on your penis, but you put a donut on your penis.
Let me get worked up, boys. All right. You know how the show ends. I put the old donut on the old shtick there, all right? Everybody ready for the ending? Right.
And the Rocky music comes
on. There's 10 minutes left in this football game. Like, I'm putting the donut on, all right?
Donut time.
End of the stream. Just go ahead and smash the like button above me.
Subscribe.
And don't forget to subscribe. Ted puts donuts on his D.
Follow me on Patreon for the after show.
Yeah. Next week, I'll make a hairy donut for you.
I don't know what it is, but I want no part of it, man.
I think it's just me sticking donuts to my chest. God damn it. What, Ted's
I almost want to watch this stream.
Like, Ted in radio anymore? Like, no, he's a millionaire. What's he do? He's like, he licks donuts and sticks them to his body.
And then he has one final when he puts out his penis and he's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's his whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he's down at Palm Springs now.
He cuts his donut holes in his mouth from like 20 feet, man. The guy can't miss.
Has his own tequila now. That's crazy.
Buy the new Ted Koozie.
Right. You got Marshawn like chucking you donut holes. Right. And just catch them in your mouth naked.
All our merch is now available. At
Get the D Koozie, man. It's...
Oh, no.
Yeah, the D Koozie.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Okay, let's see here. We got a contestant online. We do. All right, let's. Who is that?
That'd be Brad. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brad, welcome. Welcome. We're well, man. Welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. All right, Brad, we've got the dirtiest U.S. cities. That's one category. And the 10 most popular non-religious holidays. So, Brad, what are you thinking? You want to go to the dirtiest U.S. cities? I'm hoping with the states. Or the 10 most popular non-religious holidays?
How about, let's do the holidays.
You're going to do the holidays. That's holiday. Good news, because obviously coming up is Cinco de Mayo. And the Daily Mix Show, they're going to be in Puyallup on Saturday at the Red Dog.
Correct.
Which apparently is a new bar, but you can bring your kids, and you can bring your dogs.
What if your kid is a dog?
And you can hang out. It's from noon until 2. So that is our inspiration.
What if you just have that dog inside of you?
Okay.
Like, all right, tough guy, you can come in.
Yeah. Brad, I got 15 of these holidays on the list, man. If you run the table, it shouldn't be as hard as you think. All right? So they're all non-religious holidays. If you get 10 out of the 15, you win, no problem. But if you can keep going, there are more. All right? So what's your first guess here?
We'll go my favorite, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is obviously on the list. These are in no particular order.
We can hear the sincerity of it being your favorite.
I mean, I think you got to go.
Yeah, I love that day.
Every guy does.
July 4th. I mean, that's a fun holiday.
How about 4th of July?
Independence Day on the list, on the 10 non-religious holidays. Yes, we celebrate the country we live in.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday on the list of non-religious holidays. I think you've got this thing down.
Martin Luther King Day.
That is on the list. Non-religious holiday, even though, I mean, technically, he was in the ministry.
Yeah, but
I just weren't celebrating for his birthday, I guess, you know.
He wasn't fighting for Christians.
Right.
I mean, he was a Christian man, but it's about civil rights.
Right. Yeah. I heard that, too.
I've heard that about him.
Yeah.
That was a side hustle.
There's too much persecution of Christians in the South. That was the issue.
Yeah. All right, Brad. Yeah. Brad, 4 for 4.
So, President's Day has got to be on there.
That is on there as we celebrate George Washington and Abraham Lincoln exclusively for some reason and no other president.
I thought you celebrated buying a mattress that was
on
sale.
Don't you think that they should celebrate all of the presidents we've had in this country?
Well, no, because remember, it used to be Washington's and Lincoln's birthdays were very close.
Yeah.
And you get them each off, so they made President's Day. Yeah.
I think it's fair because Washington's your first president. He's the general during the war. And then, frankly, Lincoln kind of makes the whole country hopefully equal. It's now black people are people.
Fist in the air, brother.
Yes. All right, Brad, so far you've gotten 5 out of the 10 possible 15. With Independence Day, 4th of July, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, President's Day, Thanksgiving, and Valentine's.
Come on, man. Think about the summer bookends.
Yeah. Spell day. Labor Day.
Labor Day's on the list.
So Labor Day's on there.
You got 6.
Memorial.
7.
Let's see.
All right, I can think of 2 more off the top of my head. 1, the kids are real happy. It's their day.
Christmas.
Religious.
That's that whole Jesus thing, Brad.
Yeah.
It's also like, I think Miles, a big deal. I would go with Halloween. Like, you don't get a day off for it. Still a holiday.
That's a good one.
All right, let's go. Halloween, yes, of course, Halloween is on the list.
I would think either New Year's Eve or day. The truth is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Day, I think it is.
Technically, on this, it's both. So I'll give it both to you.
New Year's.
So far, you're good with Halloween, Independence Day, Labor Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Memorial Day, New Year's Eve / day, President's Day, Thanksgiving, Valentine's. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more on the list.
Is there a new one to a lot of people?
There is, Ted.
All right. Might be in June.
Columbus Day.
Okay, well, that is you got that one. That's both of those things, and it is on the list.
Yep.
Not as new as the one Ted was thinking of, though.
And we're pretty sure you celebrated, Brad, Juneteenth out there, St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Juneteenth?
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Took him a while to get there. Yes, that's on the list. So, Brad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You've gotten 11. There are 15 on here. And you got 1 strike if you want to keep rolling.
I wonder if it's like Mother's Day, Father's Day, right?
Oh, yeah, Mother's Day should be on the list.
I shouldn't say it like
not
that.
Not Father's, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, yeah.
Mother's Day? It's not on there.
Actually, Father's Day is first, then Mother's Day, but yes, that is.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're both on there, Mouse?
Yeah, they're both on there.
Wow.
Believe it or not, Dad's included this time around.
Oh, right.
We found the right list, right? Okay, there's three left, Brad. No help from the audience.
Okay.
Three holidays left. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, we're giving you one.
All right, Brad, it's the next.
You're giving me about four, I think.
It's the next closest one of these holidays. It'll be the next one of these non-religious holidays out of the 15. Okay, it's going to happen It's going to happen in May.
Is it Labor Day or I already got that?
You got that Memorial Day.
You got that one, yeah.
Early May.
Yeah. Oh, is it May Day?
Not May Day, no. Oh, by the way, you can hang with the Daily Mink Show in Puyallup on Saturday. The Red Dog in Puyallup from noon until 2. They're doing Sunrise to Mayo.
Ah.
Absolutely free. Bring your kids, bring your dogs.
May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, there you go. Wow, you walked right into that one. There's two more, Brad. You got two strikes. Let's do this.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Come on. It once been brought up. You just haven't guessed it yet.
Yeah, I guess I haven't been listening.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I'm on the phone with
most of our listeners have not.
I'm at a loss. I'm trying to.
All right, Brad. I'm going to have to give you the third strike there.
You are
correct on Cinco de Mayo, Columbus Indigenous People Day, Halloween, Independence Day, Labor Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Memorial Day, Mother's Father's Day, New Year's Eve Day / Eve, President's Day, St. Patty's Day, Thanksgiving Day, Valentine's Day. What you missed?
Can I guess one, Miles?
Yes.
Juneteenth?
Wow. Juneteenth.
I knew it. Yes. It's my favorite, man.
Yes.
Oh, I know that the Hawk family celebrates it deep.
That's
that
right.
Is that when Texas kind of figured it out? Were they the last state?
Correct.
Yes.
They were years later.
Oh, okay. And Veterans Day.
Ah.
Right.
Veterans Day is your final non-religious holiday.
I mean, yeah. It does feel odd sometimes saying Memorial Day and Veterans Day. But
it's because of what we do around it. You know, Memorial Day, it's in the name. Like, it should be a day of remembrance, not like, buying a new car, baby.
But it is,
somebody died and I got a new Toyota.
Right, it's the unofficial start of summer.
That is
Indy 500.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Monaco. Other stuff.
Into that. Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
What you have not come in contact with or touched. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So, I'm a scuba diver. I've called in and talked to you guys about diving with great white sharks and stuff. So one of the things that I did as a beginner was I went down. One of the cool things was I got to touch a Moray Worsey, which is a huge fish that I couldn't even, like, put my hands around. And it has two different textures on it. So that was really cool. But when I came up from that dive, there was a mooring line that was covered in red poo, and I didn't have gloves on. And I messed around and was touching that. Well, I got some kind of mite in the palm of my hand. Ew. And the only way to kill it was to use fresh water. And then at night, I smothered my hands in Vaseline and put them in latex gloves and literally had to, like, drown or suffocate these little mites where they would come out of my skin. And it was itchy and awful.
If only that were on OnlyFans, you'd have made a lot of money.
Exactly.
Jeez, man.
You had me with Vaseline in the palm. And then when you put the glove on, I lost.
Who wouldn't want to watch that? Oh, no, she's got bugs in her hands. Woo! Hey, so you mentioned you go down scuba diving and you're touching all these different fish, and then my mind goes to terrible places. So do the fish ever get mad that you just touch them? Like, if I just walk up to someone, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to touch that person.
On the fish.
They'd freak out. And do fish ever just come up and touch you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you definitely have, so they're curious, you know, so some of them will come right up to you, and then some of them, you know, just scurry away from you. So number one, there's a lot of stuff that you're not supposed to touch by law, like turtles and things like that, so.
But do you want to? Like, if you could,
if you knew
that you would never get caught, would you touch a turtle?
They do bump into you. You're just not supposed to touch them.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if it bumps into you, that's one. Would you intentionally get in a turtle's way just so you can touch a turtle?
I have swam next to a turtle where it accidentally hit me on.
Sure. Okay, right. Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me ask you this question.
It kind of like a strip club, man. They can touch you.
No.
I only think about turtles like a strip club.
You cannot touch the stripper, but she can touch you.
What if I have a no-touch rule? And she violated that.
Hey, I'm just saying, just think about swimming with these turtles and fish.
Right. It's like a strip club.
It's like a strip club. Hands to yourself. If one of them touches you, great.
All next time I watch Finding Nemo and Crush shows up, I'm going to tell my kids, hey, think of this dude as like a strip club.
I'm going to ask you a question. Maybe you'll know the answer.
Sad part is when your son goes, I know.
What's up ahead of you, Dad?
So, you see these videos where people are out on a kayak or whatever, and an orca will come up, or a porpoise, or whatever the deal is.
Tina.
Okay. So I'm paddling along, and all of a sudden an orca comes up beside me. All right, am I allowed to reach out and touch and give him a little pet on the back there?
On the blowhole, only on the blowhole.
Or is this back to the stripper rule that Ted has, where I cannot, even if the orca's coming up, like, hey, bro, how you doing, man? And I'm like, hey, man.
I'm in a kayak, I think it's fine. As I would be like, get away.
No, that's what you do with a killer whale.
I'm not pushing a 2,000-pound.
I'm gonna
maybe the last thing Ted does.
I'm just gonna give a little.
I just want to snuggle.
You know what I'm saying? Get a little rub, man. Like, hey, what's up, bro?
Oh wait, can you legally touch a killer whale?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you can. I think it's back to what Ted says.
Do you know, Tony? Can I legally touch one?
I'm not sure about the orcas. I know in Norway you can actually go freely in the ocean, and they have a spot that you swim with the orcas, but it's the orca's choice to come to that area where the humans are.
Yeah, it's its choice.
Well,
I've seen divers who are like off the Yucatan Peninsula. They go up and touch tiger sharks, and just kind of
they're great,
right? Well, that's Mexico. So
is that also a Tony joke? The tiger and the Tony.
There you go.
All right. Well done.
Yeah. What should you have not come in contact with or touch? 206-803-RUN.
Yeah, I don't think it's illegal to touch killer whale. It's just highly unrecommended.
Yeah, but Miles is right. So,
the thing just comes right up to me.
Give me a little stroke. But
what about one that
Miles
is legal? I'm kayaking and this big ass sea turtle pops up. And, like, his flipper, like, high fives me. If I high five him back, like, if I violated the law.
Yeah. Or
technically, yes.
Okay. So, in my mind, this. It's the same as those zombie sea otters, or I'm sorry, seals that are down in California that are getting infected with that bacteria.
Yeah,
the
algae.
The crazy eyes, the algae. And then they jump up on kayaks and all this stuff.
Right, they're attacking and biting
people. They're tagging people. Well, if they come after me, man, I'm knocking his ass out.
Well,
I'm going to try to. But I still
do honestly think you could knock.
But what if he came up real friendly?
One punch, you get the punch.
What if he came up real friendly and then it sat up on the front of the kayak because maybe there's an orca underneath?
That means there's a killer whale.
He doesn't want to get
it. Then you can touch both.
Then I can pet him.
Self-defense is different than having your own little my friend the octopus moment here, Miles.
What am I going to pass on to a killer whale by rubbing his back for a minute?
You don't know. That's the point.
Hey, bro. What's happening, man?
I don't know. It just says it's dangerous for you and that whale.
Yeah.
I've been to SeaWorld.
How is it dangerous for the whale?
I think
if we asked an orca, okay, hey, man, look,
Miles,
we got this thing.
Yeah.
We might touch you. Look at me. Are you threatened at all?
Yeah.
Orca be like, are you kidding?
Are you Tillicum? Are we good? Cool, man. I'm going to give you a rub on the back,
And Tillicum the one that kept eating people.
Yeah. I'm drowning and playing with them.
Yeah.
What?
You remember Telecom the Killer Whale?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What?
He started in Vancouver, ended up in Florida, Kilby.
SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He just ran through trainers, man. I mean, just like,
I mean, what
Jesus
they did to that one girl was awful.
Fire him. Yes.
They said they thought they were, like, playing a game with her, but they basically just bounced her around.
They got tired of it.
That's what the Killer Whale said. The Killer Whale's like, we knew exactly what we were doing.
What should you have not have come in contact with or touched? 206-803-RUN.
Right, whereas humans, when they commit murders, they say stuff like, you thought I was playing?
I still think you can pet the orca's head.
Kill the whale says something entirely different. Who knew?
I don't know. We're just playing.
Okay, what if you're swimming and the orca swims up to you, right? Yeah.
Again, I'm pushing him away.
You're pushing the orca away.
But I'm not going
to leave him alone. Why do you need to touch him? Why would you push him away?
Because I'm scared. I'm in the water with an orca.
Reaction is more logical than Miles.
What if he wants you to free William? You know what I mean? Just get on the back and put your arms out.
I don't give a damn.
For a picture.
For a picture,
then
he's gone.
Did that ever happen in that movie, or is that just the cover?
I think it was just
No, that happened.
All right.
No.
Did it?
He jumped up and over the barricade, and the kid was like, yeah, and that's how that happened.
But the kid wasn't on top of Willie.
No, the kid never...
Right. Miles is talking about riding it like a horse.
Talking about
no,
riding
that
Willie.
Never happened. Right. That's not a thing. Okay. Riding a damn whale. Miles.
Somebody here said you guys are going to give all the killer whales your mouth herpes. It's very possible.
See, that's why you don't touch the killer whales.
You can touch those whale sharks, though. People are always touching them.
They always go up and touch them. Why is that? Is that like a rite of passage? You think the whale shark is like...
It doesn't have teeth. It's very nice.
Yeah.
But someone says they don't sit still.
I wonder if that whale shark is like, God damn it.
These people are so
why
creepy.
Are they always touch me.
They literally jump in the water when I come by. They touch me.
I watched Orca when I was a kid. This guy's a great movie. I already gave his family money. So he's going to be cool. I went to SeaWorld when I was a kid, man. This guy knows this.
Did you go to SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Never went to SeaWorld.
Orlando. What should you have not have come in contact with or touched? 206-803-ROCK. The weird one was Akron, Ohio.
What, SeaWorld and Akron, Ohio?
That's a weird place to have a killer whale.
Yeah.
It's not native?
No.
Does the National Aquarium in Baltimore, does it still have the seals and dolphins that do the show?
They don't do the show anymore, but they have.
They have like little whales.
They had dolphins last time I was there. It was like 6 years ago, maybe.
But then they have a specific kind of smaller whale that would do tricks, too.
Did they? Jesus.
At Dolphin Cay in the Bahamas, they've got a...
don't touch their penis.
They got a porpoise that they picked up that kind of came to them that was one that was lost from the New Orleans Aquarium during Katrina.
So he swam his ass
to
Florida.
So he was free. He was free, and then he comes up to this place, and somehow they nabbed his ass and took him in there.
I think the food is easier.
I think he was also tagged, so they knew who he was.
But also, if you're that guy, like you're like, oh, what is my freedom? Then you get out there, and you got to actually.
It's scary, man.
Yeah, he's got to hunt those fish himself.
The sharks.
Like, then it's like, oh, there's another one of those dolphin jails. Yeah, let me go there and get free food.
This guy's Texas. Orcas are apex predators in the water. You're not touching an orca. Well, I'm not a predator in the water. I'm just a dude.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah. Wherever you go, you're a predator.
I'm not a predator in the water. I'm not touching him there.
It's kind of like saying a ward winner.
I'm touching him on the top, brother. What did you have not come in contact with or touched? 206-803.
I don't know why. If I was ever just randomly in Golden Gardens and saw you in the water, I'd be like,
hey,
predator of the water. No, that guy, work with him. He's not supposed to be on this beach. What's he in danger to? A lot of things, but mostly the orcas.
He wants to touch the blowhole.
Cut it out.
It was a Titleist.
He wants to rub it like a DJ.
I yanked it out.
Predator in the water.
Predator in the water. Look out. Save the whales.
Right. Right.
Dude, not a pool in Vegas. Predator in the water.
Unfortunately, in Vegas, there's a lot of predators in the water.
Like 18 guys run out. Like, oh, I just met him. I mean, all of it.
Right. Bunch of hookers in there.
Good times.
More people will leave than the fire alarm.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half. Thank you, folks. Thank you. What are you thinking? We got to start with these hot takes, right?
Hot takes.
All right, these are some hot food takes.
Hot food takes.
I did not write them. I may agree or disagree with some of these on here. I think a couple of these we have talked about a lot. Olives. You guys like olives?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Kamalata?
Kamalata?
Kalamata.
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 They're good.
Yeah, I like them.
They're a little
better
bit
than black olives?
Yes.
Depends.
Well, it depends on how you like. Black olives, I think, are better sliced.
Yeah.
Kalamata are better.
Better whole. I agree. Yes,
correct.
Yeah.
What about green olives versus black olives?
Black.
I think I'll take green on those.
Green whole, black sliced. I mean, seriously, back to that again.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to a buddy today. It's like, I don't like olives, but I like brine.
Sure.
And I like kind of salty stuff, but I don't know. Olives just have a different.
Do you like a tapenade?
No, because it tastes like olive.
That's all it tastes like, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if Mike and I go out and he's like, Ted, we're getting a supreme pizza. Like, there's some black olives on there. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, you can overlook it.
It's also good on, like, a bean dip or a seven-layer dip, like, a Mexican-style dip with salsa. Any kind of nachos, I think that it goes there well.
Yeah, I'm with you. I remember once we had, like, a Christmas party, and we were all young, but my cousins were even younger. And I remember them running around, and they all had black olives on their fingers.
Of course.
Because kid, number one, do it. And then adults, I'm like the only person in my family who doesn't like olives, right? And then I remember them all puking.
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, I don't care who you are. I mean, they were just eating them like at a crazy pace.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's the hot take on olives?
What'd you call them, Mike?
Kalamata olives?
Yeah, are better than black olives.
Oh.
It's not the worst take in the world.
Not bad, not bad, sure.
All right, how about this one? The more rare the fish, the better.
No, not necessarily. Either you taste good or you don't taste good. Just because you're rare doesn't mean it tastes good.
I don't know that I have a whole lot of different flavors when it comes to fish.
The only fish that I believe I've had that's technically maybe considered rare is a sturgeon. I mean, I don't know if it's rare or not, but that's the most unusual fish I've had, I guess.
I mean, mahi-mahi isn't exactly show up all the time.
It doesn't, but it's not rare.
Like, if you're in Hawaii, it's everywhere.
I love mahi mahi. I think it's delicious.
It is.
I think I think black cod.
Ooh,
that is the number right there, man.
Right, and that's
cod are not rare.
If you can find sable fish, that is that's butter.
And it doesn't show up a ton. There's there's one other fish I remember. Me and my buddy,
catfish.
Well, first of all, catfish delicious. You can fry it, whatever. But no, there's another kind of rare. My buddy knew a girl that worked at a very high-end seafood joint, and we went in there, and she was like, try this. And we were like, what is this?
Like a red snapper?
No, I forget the name of it, but I was just like,
Chilean sea bass.
I think it was Chilean sea bass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. It was delicious, but the price point, like, I ain't ordered it.
Yep.
And if you can ever find it whole on a grill, buy it that way. If they serve it that way, man, that's it.
I mean, I like monkfish, too, which is like some people call poor man's lobster. That's how the guy described it
to me.
That's
an ugly-ass fish.
All right, here's a hot take. Cheese on burgers makes them taste less fresh.
No.
It's never crossed my mind.
That's
never gone through my mind, yeah.
When's the last time you had just a plain hamburger, though?
Within the last year.
All right.
One of the last two summers I've had one.
But typically I go for a cheeseburger. But I do remember, even when I had the hamburger, I wish there had been cheese on the hamburger.
Right.
What's the best burger you ever had, though?
It's like James, you know, man,
right?
Honestly,
there's no cheese.
That is true,
but it's also like a cheese pizza. You know, you would go, yeah, cheese pizza. But when you have a piece of cheese pizza, you're like, this is really good. So, like, I haven't had a regular hamburger in a while, but I know if I.
But James's
one,
are different.
I'm good. Just saying, I can agree with this hot take a little bit. It's saying, hey, there's no cheese on here. It just tastes fresher. It's just you,
just the burger,
just right. you, just your you mouth, the burger,
and your Johnson.
All right, another hot take. Coffee, it's too bitter to enjoy. Even with sugar and flavorings added.
Disagree.
I
drink black coffee like a man.
I know, you do.
So do I.
I agree with sugar, but still, I like the taste.
Well, the weekends I get crazy.
Oh.
And, you know, get a latte or something. But generally during the week, I just drink black coffee.
Now, I will say that there are those that do make their coffee too strong, and that's when it's too bitter to enjoy. But if you don't make, you know, freaking tar, then it's drinkable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would also say good DJ. Black coffee. Ham and pineapple are okay on pizza.
If you like it, eat it. Don't order it for everyone.
Correct.
And that's the one thing about pizza, is that typically you're not eating the entire pizza on your own. So
don't order a whole.
Now, if we got three pizzas, we got one that I'm just not interested in. So yeah. I'll pick from the two. That's fine. But
I won't say where I got this pizza, but Mike and I, sometimes you guys aren't in here, we have pizza talk.
Oh, yeah.
And this is how I described it. I said, Mike, I had to try this pizza. He goes, how was it? I said, it was good. It left me a little disappointed. I said, I'll break it down to you this way. It was a medium pizza, and it took me 3 days to finish it.
Wow.
Okay. That says sucks. It all.
Yeah.
That's like a Rotten Tomatoes ranking.
Or was the quality of the pizza?
I don't know. I was expecting more.
So you're were so
you expecting more?
You
heard good things?
You didn't want to eat it?
Or you just thought a better pizza in general?
I just thought the pizza would be better in general. And then, Miles, you're right. Usually the next day I'd have those next four slices.
And a medium took
but I was
days.
Like, nah, I had one slice, you know, watching Defining Private Ryan. Then I decided to get something else.
Okay.
Damn.
All right. The boring, less sugar, non-weird, wacky mascot cereals are the best. Stuff like Cheerios, Chex, Corn Flakes, and Shredded Wheat.
Disagree.
I wouldn't put them as best. They're fantastic. I love them, but
they're fine.
To me, there's not much of a cereal hierarchy. I will agree that Cinnamon Toast Crunch sits on the top, but the rest is just, they're the townspeople to the king that is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I go over this all the time. I love Raisin Bran Crunch. There's no mascot, this and that. But when you look it up, it's like one of the worst cereals for you. Loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Rice Krispies. They're okay.
They're fine.
But if you make a Rice Krispie treat, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Chex Mix. Okay. Great. If you make Chex Mix, I'd almost rather take all that Chex out of the cereal and give it to the Chex Mix people.
Nah.
Let them put some soy sauce or whatever.
If I see a box of Chex, I assume you make Chex Mix.
The only one on this list that throws me off is plain Cheerios.
Yeah.
There's a honey nut option.
Right.
Right.
But my kids
don't like that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to upgrade to a honey nut Cheerios. You know, when they hit that age, man, they're still just down with Cheerios. Right. They do not want honey nut Cheerios.
Yeah, I have a friend. She still eats plain Cheerios, and I just can't move past it.
Yeah. Does she use milk?
My wife likes plain cornflakes way too damn much.
Ah.
But she likes them.
She likes
them. How about Frosted Flakes?
I love Frosted Flakes.
Those are great.
And she's like,
that's cornflakes. You just put sugar on it.
Correct.
That's why I like, Shredded Wheat with Frosted.
Hot takes. Raw tomatoes are disgusting. They taste metallic.
If you like them,
get them out of a can.
No, I love tomatoes.
I don't love tomatoes, but I can't hate them.
Like the little grape tomatoes that you can get. Like, I pop those things like candy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I going to say it's the greatest thing on the planet? No, but metallic? No, grow up.
I'm only eating a cherry or grape tomato, one of the tiny ones, if it's on a toothpick with mozzarella.
Okay, yeah.
That's very specific.
No, but it's a good time to eat.
It's a little caprese stick.
He's 100.
Right. Yeah. Somebody's drizzled a little balsamic over.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't like tomatoes, so generally I'm not going to eat them, but I'm also, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm not going to be that idiot that's like, I'm just taking the tomato off so I can eat the cheese.
I'm coming over to your house for appetizers.
Yeah, I'm okay if you don't like tomatoes, but don't tell me they taste bad. I'm like, screw you.
Yeah, I don't like mushrooms. And years ago, I was at a party. Not a party, a get-together.
A gathering.
It was later in the evening, and we were having a fire out front. Somebody said, I got a Costco pizza. I'm going to cook it. I said, dope. I'm hungry. And then when the pizza came out, I didn't realize they had put all these mushrooms on top. So, one bite in, I know there's mushrooms on them, but I'm committed. So I just kept eating the pizza and sucked it up.
Wow.
Yep. Hot takes. Sweet does not belong with savory.
You tell that story like I was in a shipwreck.
Like you're poison.
I had to swim 20 miles to shore.
Just spit it out.
Clinging to a dead beaver for my only flotation.
I don't like mushrooms.
And I survived and ate the mushroom pizza. God damn it.
That was your age.
They didn't know the hell they put you through.
That's the truth, though. I grinned and bared it.
I got a blue cheese on it, too, or something.
Oh, it's like eating that raw clam.
Mm. That's what we need to make you, baked mushrooms with stuffed blue cheese in the middle.
Jesus, man.
With a side of raw clams.
I'll never eat another raw clam.
That didn't sound
like
a good idea.
I've never had one.
Yeah. I don't do it. And then, And my buddy goes, don't puke.
Screw you.
Again, sweet does not belong with savory or salt. So I feel like as Americans, we love salty and sweet.
Yeah.
But my buddy Kyle from the podcast, brand new episode out, he said when he lived in Australia that the Australians were just disgusted by it.
Oh, stick with your Vegemite.
You talking about like a salted caramel ice cream or something like that?
I mean, chocolate covered pretzel.
Yeah, man.
Caramel. Yeah, any of that stuff. Huh. They just, in Australia, he was like, they will not mix salty and sweet. It's like a massive no-no.
You got to find the right combination. There's different kinds of sweet. There's different kinds of salty. Like, you wouldn't put
the Australians don't care.
They don't care, Mike.
I know. You wouldn't put the confectioner salt on like a gummy bear. But like, damn.
They're already in tomorrow because they don't care about today.
My grandfather's favorite thing, and it's so basic, but it's just a plain bag of Lay's potato chips and a vanilla milkshake. And when you put those, you put that combo together, man, it is that sweet and salty. And it's plain as, but it's great.
This hot take on food, sponsored by a child, box mac and cheese is better than the restaurant version.
Oh, better restaurant version. I like box mac and cheese.
Disagree.
I think you can like both. I think there's a time and place for both. But
sure.
Some places have really good mac and cheese. Friends can make mac and cheese. I'm not going to take box mac and cheese or shells of cheese over that.
No.
You know what you're getting when you have box mac and cheese. Right. You're tasting childhood.
It's like eating ramen noodles. You know what you signed up for.
This one I wholeheartedly disagree with. I bet you guys, Mike's on my side on this one. They say whoever invented ants on a log should be socially shunned.
Yes.
Peanut butter on celery with raisins.
Yes.
You don't like ants on a log either?
I love ants on a log.
Right. So I'm saying disagree with this one 100%.
It's raisins and peanut butter and celery. That means somebody said, these are the three ingredients I have in my home and my kid's hungry.
I was going to say,
I hope this works.
Does anyone in here have raisins in their home?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Really?
You do?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
You keep your raisin hate on that side.
Do you have raisins?
Okay. Yes.
You do?
Oh.
I literally have them to make ants on a log.
Right. Seriously.
Yeah.
Look, I will eat plain celery, but I will also admit it tastes like ass. So they found a way to make it taste better.
Why do you eat it if you think it tastes like ass?
I like celery.
Because I don't mind it.
You got to dip it in something, though. You just munch. You just eat raw dog and celery?
Yeah, I can raw dog
I
celery.
Do, too, man. Yeah.
What are you, a horse? From Meat 'em Claw.
And then last on the list, they just say, mint chocolate is nasty.
Agreed.
It's great.
Agreed. Agreed.
Agreed. I like it.
Andy's candy.
Stick with your celery, you sons of bitches.
Doggone frozen toothpaste.
Yeah. Turns out it's delicious.
Yeah.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream is pretty good.
No, it is not.
You know what? Maybe I should give it a run again. I tried it once, you know, probably 20 years ago. I was like, this is gross.
Mint chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
No.
Head chef, we appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08. We will drink a toast with the child of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803
Rock. Big Dummy!
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jess, are you on team sober or team not sober today?
Team sober today.
All right, Jess, welcome to Big Dummy. Jess, you are Jess no longer. You're now picking a one-word name. Will you be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
You guys kind of ruined Cher for me. If I have to hear that one more time, I'm going Pink.
Just so you know there, Pink, Mike knew in advance you were going
it.
To pick Pink.
I knew it.
Like she's going to pick. I was hoping you picked Elvis. I really was. All right, Pink, here is your question. What musical is based on a series of children's books by P.L. Travers? They made a movie, and this movie convinced a young Miles Montgomery to jump off of his roof.
Oh.
Cat?
Oh. Not a bad guess in all honesty.
I like that was a quick guess.
Yeah. It's a Broadway musical.
They made a movie.
About like Icarus?
That'd be Mary Poppins. Oh. The less dramatic Mary Poppins story.
Wasn't Icarus the one that flew too high
close
to the sun?
To the sun, yeah. And then Mary Poppins did the same thing. Horrible death. We never bring it up to the kids, yeah.
Then Iron Maiden sung about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. Chitty chitty bang bang.
That is exactly what they say. That's how they close.
That's not Mary Poppins?
That's Chitty Chitty
that?
Bang Bang. It's called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Isn't that her in the flying car? She's singing that?
No.
No.
The hell movie am I thinking about?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I gotta stop doing so many psychedelics.
Yeah. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
They're all the same
Chitty,
to me.
Chitty Bang Bang.
There's a movie called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Come on.
That's the movie.
And
you're
I guarantee
about.
You, somewhere in the world, there is a food dish called a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Would you eat it?
Oh, son of a bitch.
That sounds like sausages, honestly.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah.
What if it's chili?
Like, it's like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang sounds like you've got, like, two servings of mashed potatoes and two sausages.
Sounds like a stripper to me.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Like bangers and mash. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I don't know.
That's
man.
Not the state.
To me, it sounds like a chili where they will not tell you the ingredients.
Bang bang.
I want to make it sound like I'm a gangster. I'm just like, yeah, man. Then he rolled up, chitty chitty bang bang. So that's done.
It's taken care of.
Yeah.
Hey, that Andrew's he weird, man. All right, here's your question. Cinco de Mayo is the celebration of the Mexican defeat of what country?
France.
Got it. Nice job, Jesse. Very good.
And by the way, Ted, somebody cleared this up for you on the text line regarding you confusing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins.
Is it a Julie Andrews thing or something?
No. It is, in fact, Mr. Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
He is in both, you see.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Both Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins. Which sex move would you try first? She says, I really want you to do the Mary Poppins, or she wants to do the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No. Mary Poppins.
No,
I'm going with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Like, I don't know what you're going to do.
What is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang about?
I don't know.
It's a flying car, dude.
All right, but I would be willing to bet if that Dick Van Dyke has outlasted a lot of those kids in Mary Poppins.
Well, sure, but that's
a
dark...
He was a man then. They were kids.
You took this to a dark place. You're saying
he's still alive.
That the kids...
But the kids are dead.
More of the kids from Mary Poppins are dead
than Dick Van. Yes.
Let me see.
Yes. He has outlived them.
Yes, correct.
How
many? He played an adult in that movie.
Right.
He's got kids around him. That means there's easily a 15-year age difference. Dick Van Dyke wins.
All right, so Dick Van Dyke is still alive. Let's see.
How old is he?
Mr. Banks.
No adults are going to be alive in that movie. Just Dick, right?
Jane Banks, still alive.
How old?
She was born in 1955, so that'd make her, what, 70 this year?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe there's a handful of them.
And then Michael, I don't know, they still got the kid picture for Michael. It's not looking good. Oh, he died in 77.
Yes, all right.
God, he wasn't 20 years old. He was 19 when he died.
Had to be an OD. Yeah. Damn right.
Miles.
What I'm just saying.
God. Why does it have to be an OD?
I don't know.
He could have gotten into a car accident.
Natural causes.
Natural causes.
Game is big, dummy. 206-803. Oh, you got the black lung.
Dummy.
It wasn't some lifelong thing, man.
He got tuberculosis.
Osteoporosis killed him.
He got polio. Took him out.
You have no idea. So dark.
Miles actually invented a time machine, went back in time and killed that man, just to be right.
I knew you'd be dead.
Are you looking up how he died?
I am. We're going to look up how this kid went down.
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
We got to know,
I'm
man.
I'm going to do it. Let's see here. Death. Where's that? Illness and death. Okay. Contracted hepatitis while in India. By the time his father brought him back to London, the disease had spread to his pancreas. He died in 77 at the age of 21 in the Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead, London.
Hepatitis.
Huh? Wow. Of hemorrhagic... necrotizing pancreatitis.
Jesus, God, man.
Yeah, so I had totally an OD, Miles.
Hepatitis, two to A and B shots.
Oh, God.
Yeah, crazy.
Be glad you didn't get it.
That's what I'm saying. Probably
and you're laughing at that young man.
That probably wasn't around then.
Died before his time, man. But Dick Van Dyke's still alive.
That's right.
99 years old.
Because he had his vaccinations.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Dancing is great. You and your girl and your Johnson, hola!
Hola!
Your girl and your Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober at the moment. I wanted to make sure I wasn't on speakerphone like last time.
All right, we appreciate that. Okay, Jeff, you're Jeff no more. You got a new a name there. Are you going to be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
Out of all those, I think I could pull off the most. We're going to go with Prince.
Dearly beloved.
Okay.
Why do you think you could pull off Prince?
Well, I'm short. I got long hair. I got a mustache. I think if I wanted to do Elvis, someone would look at me and be like, no, you're not an Elvis. You're lying to me.
I ain't got long hair and a mustache.
Sound like Lord Farquaad.
I know. That's what I was picturing, too.
I could probably pass as Lord Farquaad a lot better than Prince, honestly.
Right. Lucky you.
Have you seen that guy that's like a rapper in New York City? And he literally has the Lord Farquaad haircut.
No.
Oh, it's awesome. And he like he dates like a black woman, so people are always like, you don't see him always, and it's like always dudes hitting on this girl, and he's like, what the hell, man? And they're like, Lord Farquaad, look at him effer.
Oh, come on.
Jesus.
Damn.
It's awesome.
Damn.
All right, Jeff, here's your question. The Golden Gate Bridge spans what bay? The Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, I don't think this is right, but San Francisco Bay.
You got it. All
right, that's all I was going to call
you
it.
You got it, Jeff. Nice work.
Is that one and done?
All right, I'll take it.
Is that one and done or two and out?
One and done.
Oh, one and done. All right, hang on. We got a true or false question for you before we let you go. All right,
true final answer.
You're saying true final answer?
Yeah.
You know what?
That's right. How did you know that?
I haven't even asked the question yet. Would you like to know the question I was going to ask?
No, he's
The question was, true or false, West Virginia is the only remaining state that does not ban bestiality. He guessed before I even asked him.
And you know what? He was wrong.
No, he was correct.
Damn. Ruled it out yet?
Not yet.
Oh,
still on the table, boys.
Damn.
I want to know who's not voting on that. That's the question, you know? Let's get in the chamber, Neil.
No, it's not about,
okay, is this even an issue? If you object to this, will someone just raise their hand and stand up? I need to hear this.
No, there's bigger problems,
Miles. I need to hear this.
There's bigger problems in this state.
We can still do that thing.
Tell that to the...
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ain't seen a woman in this holler in 10 years.
Tell that to Darnell's goat.
Darnell's goat. Let's write the ode to Darnell's goat.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803 Rock.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Quick time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a 98-year-old New York Mets fan. This guy was a World War II vet, having served in the United States as a teenager. Anyway, came back to the U.S. He started rooting for the then Brooklyn Dodgers, and then he converted to the Mets. Well, last year, on Mets opening day, he got his quote-unquote big break when he was honored as the veteran of the game, which he called one of the best moments of his life. Now, sadly, he passed just yesterday, but the Mets honored him again with Dollar Hot Dog Night, which is an interesting honor considering that the man's name is Seymour Wiener.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
$1 hot dog. Right for Seymour.
I don't know if this is like the spank out. Oh, or maybe no one said, wait a minute, man. Yeah, Seymour Wiener.
Dollar hot dog night.
It's Seymour Wiener night.
In honor of Seymour Wiener.
That's a hell of a deal. I don't care. You live with that? That's where my head's at. Like, that's the night to try the 999 challenge. 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings. So you gotta eat a dog and a beer per inning.
The hot dogs themselves, I can maybe 5.
I'm pretty sure that's one per order, so you have to keep going back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have no doubt, maybe not Mike. I have no doubt the 3 of us can handle the 9 beers and 9 innings.
Yeah.
You're right, though.
The hot dogs.
9 hot dogs.
Problem is, they got tall beers there in the stadium, man.
I don't know.
That's like your standard 12
ounces. I'd hunt down 12 ounces.
That's thinking. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in hard tummies.
Down the hola, bejona.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.